A very good morning with your OTB Brief, your bite-sized roundup of the morning's sports headlines. I'm Will O'Callaghan. Bohemians will take a 2-1 lead to Greece after another sensational European night for the club. Ali Koot scored in either half as Bohs beat Greek giants PAOK in front of 8,000 fans at the Aviva Stadium. It was a fourth consecutive victory in Europe for Keith Long's team, and the sides will meet again on Thursday week. Meanwhile, Linfield lost 2-1 to Fulham of Luxembourg at Windsor Park. Billy Chadwick struck in the 9th minute to give the hosts an early lead in Belfast, but second-half goals secured a 2-1 win for the visitors. Rangers will have to come from behind if they are to reach the Champions League playoff after losing 2-1 to Swedish side Malmo. Stephen Davis scored late in injury time to give them hope going into the second leg of their third-round qualifying tie at Ibrox next week. The overall winners will face Greek team Olympiakos or Ludogorets of Bulgaria to reach the group stages. Goals from Anya O'Gorman and Lauren O'Callaghan helped P-Mount establish a 3-point lead at the top of the Women's National League last night. They were 2-1 winners at home to DLR Waves. Shelburne can pull level on points tonight with a win at home to Bohemians. Elsewhere last night, Galway picked up a first win in six with a 2-1 victory at Athlone. Tonight, Treaty will entertain Cork City. Gary Neville says he can understand Harry Kane's desire to leave Tottenham, but feels not turning up for training is the wrong course of action. The England captain has failed to report to his club twice this week as he seeks to push through a move away from Spurs. Premier League champions Manchester City have seen a £100 million bid turned down for the player, while Chelsea and Manchester United are also reportedly interested in signing him. Neville says the relationship is now strained between Kane and Tottenham.
Harry wants to leave, there's no doubt about that. You can see that now, there for everyone to see. It was there for everyone to see a few months ago, and I can see why. You know, he wants to go and win those trophies, he wants to go and sort of challenge for league titles. Tottenham, are they going to do that? Probably not in this next 2 or 3 years. They haven't done for the last, you know, 20-30 years, barring one or two. Had to turn up, but there must be a massive issue behind the scenes for him not to, because, like I say, he's the most professional football player that I could ever imagine. He wouldn't do a thing wrong.
Football writer with The Independent, Miguel Delaney, was on last night's Off the Ball, and he feels Kane and his advisers have made a mistake.
He's missing a first week of pre-season training, and that comes after last summer when, you know, there's already been stories around that Spurs were actually a little bit, but obviously he was the star at the time, or he still is a star, but he was, you know, he wasn't looking to leave to the same degree last summer. But they were actually a little bit irritated that he'd come back a little bit late, so it affected their first game against Everton. I mean, yeah, but so I suppose there is an attempt, or you could say even that in a kind of what is already developing into a kind of battle of wills with Daniel Levy, the Canes have inevitably blinked first. And yet they're still in a situation where he's going to miss 5 days of training potentially. It's it seems very clumsily handled. And even that, I mean, because initially I think for the first few months of this, which I suppose really go back to April, when I think it was Jack that broke at the Athletic that was the first to put in a concrete report that Kane now wants to leave and had told Spurs that much. But since then, they've been very kind of calculated in the messages they've put out. Okay, like, for example, when Kane did that interview with Gary Neville, and even Gary Neville was at pains to say afterwards, well, Kane never said the words he wanted to leave in that interview. But, like, I mean, we could all read between the lines. But at least there's room for manoeuvre. Whereas with this, it suddenly feels as if they've abruptly given themselves no room for manoeuvre, and as a consequence, we have this situation where we're kind of just abruptly going from one extreme to another.
James McCarthy says signing for Celtic was a huge day for him and his family. The Republic of Ireland midfielder has put pen to paper on a 4-year contract at Parkhead after he was released by Crystal Palace. Former England goalkeeper Joe Hart has signed a 3-year deal with Celtic. Ireland's Leon Maguire has started with a level par round of 71 on the opening day of the women's golf at the Olympics. The Cavan native, who has arrived in Tokyo in good form, had 3 birdies and 3 bogeys during her round. Maguire is currently 4 shots behind the early clubhouse leader Nelly Korda. 3 Irish riders have realistic hopes of a medal later this morning. Dara Kenny, Bertram Allen and 2012 bronze medalist Keane O'Connor have all qualified for the individual show jumping final in Tokyo. The action will get underway at 11 a.m, and Kenny, having qualified in second position overall, means that he'll be one of the late starters. Kieran McGeaney will stay in charge of Armagh's senior football team for next season. The 1-year extension will bring the former All-Ireland winning captain's tenure with his home county to 8 seasons. McGeaney's side exited the championship this summer at the hands of Monaghan in the Ulster semi-final. Lions head coach Warren Gatland has backed Bundy Aki to deliver in Saturday's decisive test with the Springboks. The Ireland centre's introduction is one of 6 changes to the side, which was beaten last week in Cape Town. Meanwhile, the Springboks will be without their influential scrum half Faf de Klerk and flanker Peter Steph Dutoit through injury. Gatland says a midfield partnership forged in Connacht can help the Lions win the series.
We've got a pretty familiar combination, and that's that midfield's always been a bit of a discussion and a bit of a debate for us, and just looking at the physicality that Bundy brought in the A game and stuff. So and that combination of them two working together, and then just giving the chance to move Robbie one out.
And there's a 7-race card at Sligo this afternoon. The first is off there at 1:15. That's your OTB brief. Don't forget that OTB AM will be live on Off the Ball social channels from 7:30, and I'll be back with your OTB brief for Thursday morning.